Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
It's time now to see if you can beat the Nashville Know-It-All. Let's take it to the host with the most, the pride and joy of Portage, Miss Melissa McGurran.
It's time to play Austin, the Nashville Know-It-All. This is for your chance to win $500. We're going to meet today's contestant. It is Stacy in Elmwood Park. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, everybody. I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah. Well, you shouldn't be because
you're going
down.
No, you're not.
What?
You're going to win this. I have a great feel. I can tell by your attitude.
These games are always so much easier when you're listening and not playing. So we'll see.
I don't know. Facts. They're pretty easy to me when I'm playing.
Okay. Hey, you know what? For that, you need to tell Austin to get out of here.
Okay, Austin, get out.
All right, fine. I'm leaving, Stacy. I'm getting out of here.
Stacy's better than you. Get out of here.
Yeah, right. Prove it.
We don't like you.
Here's how the game works. I've got five country trivia questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. And if you tie, it goes to Austin. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Kenny Chesney is headlining a very popular venue called The Sphere in the next few months. In what city is The Sphere located?
Las Vegas.
Question number two. George Strait just teased that a major announcement is coming on his social media. What is George Strait's nickname?
The King of Country.
Question number three. The Grammy nominations are set to be released later today. Which country artist won Country Album of the Year earlier this year?
Lainey Wilson.
Question number four. Luke Combs has been announced as one of the performers at this year's CMA Awards. Which Luke Combs song includes the lyrics, "Just the whistle of a long black train, you'll know when it's coming for ya, riding in on the wind and rain"?
You stumped me.
Okay, we'll go to question five. Kelsey Ballerini released a brand new song, I Sit in Parks, earlier today. Which Australian-born artist known to get day drunk and kiss somebody was Kelsey once married to?
I don't know.
Okay, let's bring Austin back in.
How did that feel?
It felt good until the end.
Okay. Well, we'll see how it goes. Okay, Austin.
Well, how did Stacy do?
She answered two correct.
Ooh, Stacy, making it easy for me on a Friday. I appreciate it.
Oh, you shut up over there.
My goodness.
That was really nice of her.
Oh, I hate this. All right, question number one. Kenny Chesney is headlining a very popular venue called The Sphere in the next few months. In what city is The Sphere located?
That would be Las Vegas, Nevada.
You didn't need to throw in the fabulous.
You are correct. That is 1-1 because Stacy got that one. Question number two. George Strait just teased that a major announcement is coming on his social media. What's George Strait's nickname?
Wait a minute. The Cowboy. No, not according to the book that I read my daughter every night.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
We finally got him to miss one, though.
He missed one.
That's a big... Is that my first miss question?
That's your first miss question. All right.
Oh, it's King George. King George is the answer, isn't
it? Stacy, this is fantastic.
Stacy, you are doing so much
better
than
King George?
Him. King George was one of the answers.
Yes. Yeah, I knew that.
Question number three. The Grammy nominations are set to be released later today. Which country artist won Country Album of the Year earlier this year?
I'll say Old Dominion.
No, it was
Beyonce.
Oh, I'm
my gosh.
I thought you said Country Group of the Year. I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, my gosh. Stacy, this is fantastic.
Okay.
This is crazy. This is crazy. Now the score is Stacy 2, Austin 1. Stacy, I'm feeling so excited for you.
I'm so excited. He was so cocky.
Question number four. Luke Combs has been announced as one of the performers at this year's CMA Awards. Which Luke Combs song includes the lyrics, "Just the whistle of a long black train, you'll know when it's coming for you, riding in on the wind and rain"?
That would be "Ain't No Love in Oklahoma."
That
Dang
is
it. From the Twisters, the album
soundtrack. Oh my gosh.
Dang it.
Well, unfortunately, Stacy had gotten that one wrong as well. Now the score is tied 2-2.
Let's do this.
Question number five. Kelsea Ballerini released a brand new song, "I Sit in Parks," earlier today. Which Australian-born artist known to get day drunk and kiss somebody was Kelsea once married to?
This an artist that I absolutely love. Super nice guy. Morgan Evans.
That Dang is correct. It. Oh Dang my it. Gosh, that means, oh, Austin.
Oh, wait, no, I didn't win, right?
Oh, geez.
Did I again?
Boo.
Wait, again? I missed two questions, though. I thought
you
that
suck.
In and of itself was a loss.
Oh man, I am so sorry, Stacy.
Well, thank you, Stacy, for making it easy on me today on a Friday.
I tried. I'm trying to get my money back for buying Morgan Wallen tickets, so.
Uh-huh. And I don't blame you one bit.
So, I think you'd need to win a few Nashville know-it-alls to get that money back.
Okay, I hate to say it, but Austin holds the crown. Mm-hmm. You have to say the line.
You got
to
say the line, Stacy.
I am Stacy in Elmwood Park, and Austin is still the national know-it-all.
Yeah, he is. Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
Woo!
Wow, Austin is now 5-0. Don't worry, Stacy. You can try to call back and play again. We'll be doing this all over again for $500, the Nashville Know-It-All, on Monday at the same time.
My feet are kicked up on the desk right now.
Oh, my gosh,
just
I hate
lounging.
You so
Thank
much.
You guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much, Stacy. I think you could say we're family around here, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, jeez.
Good enough for me, which means it's time for the Melissa and Austin Family Feud Weekly Recap.
Austin, I don't think we can say Family Feud.
Oh, it's trademarked?
Yeah.
It's time now for the Melissa and Austin Family Food Weekly Recap.
Well, close enough.
Close enough.
Let's take it on over to our host, Steve Harvey.
We couldn't get him.
Oh, okay. Let's take it on over to our host, our producer, Kyle?
Yep. Some have called me the new Steve Harvey. Very simple, guys. We are going to play a game of Fast Money.
I don't know if we can say that.
Oh, well, really quick money. Each of you are going to have 30 seconds on the clock. I've been surveying our listeners all week long on topics that we have touched on here on the show.
Oh, wow.
Whoever has the highest point total is this week's winner. Melissa, you won the pre-show coin flip. Would you like to go first or second?
I would like to go first, please.
Austin, get out of here.
Get out, Austin.
I'm going to scream.
Get out. Perfect. Time for you to leave. Don't let the door hit you in the butt.
Where the good Lord split you.
Just go. Go, go, go.
Ow! The door hit me in the butt.
Good.
Classic. Melissa, very simple. You have 30 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a question. You just need to tell me the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
On your mark, get set, go. First person you text every day.
Porter.
Favorite thing to eat on Thanksgiving.
Turkey.
Name one thing you can sneak into a movie theater.
Popcorn.
Name an excuse to leave a party.
Your dog is sick.
And name a subject in school.
Math.
Right. Good job, Melissa. Good work.
Okay, thanks, man.
All right, let's bring Austin Huff back in.
Boo, you can live. Boo, boo, boo.
Are we fooding right now?
It's fooding hard in the studio. Austin, I'm going to give you 30 seconds on the clock. I have 5 survey questions. If you answer the same as Melissa, you'll hear this. and you'll have to guess again. Are you ready?
Ready, Steve.
The name's Kyle.
Sorry.
On your mark, get set, go. First person you text every day.
Kyle.
Favorite thing to eat on Thanksgiving?
Wait. turkey. Mashed potatoes.
One thing you can sneak into a movie theater.
Soda.
Excuse to leave a party.
Not feeling well.
Subject in school.
Social studies.
All right, just.
I thought it was question space for us. Like, I thought he was asking me, what was the first person I texted? And I was like, ooh, is it Melissa or Kyle? Then I remembered.
Yeah,
oh, no,
she said Porter. You guys are really good at this game.
And then I remembered, oh, he surveyed listeners.
Know,
and I'm like, why would the listeners be texting Kyle first thing in the morning?
Well, the judges now have to tally up the scores. And after Jake Owen, we will reveal this week's winner of Melissa and Austin's Family Food.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have tallied the scores on Melissa and Austin's Family Food Quick Cash Round. Very competitive game, but we'll start here. Question number one, the first person you text every day, because according to Melissa, she's the first person to ever text, period.
Just a wild, wild claim by Mel.
That's me.
Now, your original answers of Porter and Kyle weren't exactly on the board.
The survey didn't say Porter or Kyle?
Weird. But, Melissa, we counted your answer as kids, and Austin, your answer as friends. Melissa, you got 4 points. Austin got 8.
All right.
Oh, man.
All right. So people do text Kyle first thing in the morning.
Number one answer on the board? Spouse.
Oh, spouse. Man. Austin, no wonder.
Yeah, Austin forgot his wife. What a surprise. Okay. Let's move on to question number two. Favorite thing to eat on Thanksgiving, since for AI versus Austin this week, we did our own Thanksgiving carols.
Thanksgiving needs more love, y'all.
Melissa went with turkey, which got her 15 points.
Oh, hey, wow, that is a good answer. Family
ding,
Feud,
ding,
good
ding
answer.
Austin went with mashed potatoes. That got him 5 points.
Too bad. Womp womp.
Melissa actually got the number one answer on the board. It was turkey. Turkey, the number one answer for favorite food.
Yay,
on Thanksgiving.
It's because she's
known to
go to Istanbul.
Melissa leads right now 19-13. Heading into question number three, name one thing you can sneak into a movie theater after I snuck a beer into the University of Illinois game. Melissa went with popcorn, which got her 7 points. Austin went with a beverage, which was 9 points.
All right.
Surprisingly, neither of you got the number one answer on the board for things to sneak into a movie theater. It was candy.
But we don't endorse sneaking things into movie theaters.
No.
It's against the law.
Austin wants you to support movie theaters. And I do too.
Melissa still leads 26-22, heading into question number four. Name an excuse to leave a party early since I busted multiple kids having parties this weekend.
Mel's probably got a plethora of answers for this one.
Mel went with dog is sick, which got her 7 points.
Did I really?
Yeah.
I thought I was going to get zero for that.
Austin went with I'm sick, which got him 8 points.
All right.
Wow.
Next time we're at a party and Mel tells us her dog is sick, I'm not believing her.
Well, the next time you tell me you're sick, I'm not believing you.
I don't get sick, and I never leave parties early, so you don't have to worry about that.
You got one of the number one answers on the board for best excuses. It was, I am sick or your kids. Anything with kids, number one answer on the board.
That makes sense.
It's a tight game. Heading into question number five, Melissa leads 33-30 as we head into the final question. Close. Name a subject in school.
No, I'm not going to get it. I'm not going to get this. I said social studies.
I said math.
Melissa went with math, which got her 8 points. Number one answer on the board.
Dang it.
Austin?
I said social studies.
You went with social studies.
I know. I said social studies.
Which, if you're doing the math at home, you need well more than 8 points to win. And I already said that was the number one answer on the board.
Did nobody say social studies?
Show me social studies.
No!
0 points there. So the final tallies were Melissa, 41, Austin, 30. Melissa, you are this week's winner of the Yay! Melissa and Austin Family Food Quick Woo! Cash Contest.
Wow. Yay for me!
Talk about a food fight. Melissa?
Austin?
We got 3, 2, 1. It's 8 o'clock on the dot. Let's get to some great news.
It's time for the Great at 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Lose weight like me, and you are going to feel great. Go to feelgreatillinois.com. And it's a great day to be alive. I know
the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. Kyle and Joliet.
What's your great news?
Good morning. I'm taking my oldest son to our first Bears game. Together Sunday.
Oh, nice.
Yay.
How old is he?
He is 15, going to be 16 next year.
Very nice. And this is his first game ever.
This is his first game, yeah. I went to a couple growing up with my mom where the Bears won both times. So hopefully the legacy continues, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so for my birthday / Christmas / Father's Day, my mom got us tickets to go. But she didn't realize how much the tickets were now.
Yeah.
And, at first she didn't give me enough money, you know, for both of us. It was barely enough for one ticket.
Yeah.
But she was able to give me more money to give us good seats. So, yeah, we got really good seats.
That's so great.
Awesome.
Is your son as excited as it sounds like you are?
Yes, especially since he... becoming more of a Bears fan.
I love that.
He used to be a Chiefs fan.
Uh-oh.
And when the refs pretty much were cheating and giving the Chiefs, you know, the wins the last couple of years, you know, except for last year, he became a Bears fan. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So you must be even more excited because of that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like it's my oldest son's, me and my oldest son's first game. So, yeah, me and him are being into football, so.
Nice.
That's awesome.
You guys going to dress
awesome.
Warm for this game, I hope.
It's going to be the coldest day of the week.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm talking about rain, too. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I was going to say, Kyle, keep your eyes peeled for me because I'll be out there as well. But
I'm going to be out there, too.
Well, I'm going to be bundled up like an Eskimo. You won't even be able to see my face. So it's not even worth it.
Well, I'm so excited for you and, of course, your son, and probably even more excited because he's turning into a Bears fan, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
The more the merrier
yes,
on that.
Yes, we need to convert him. That, I love it.
That's right.
Well, Kyle, listen, thanks so much. Have a blast at the game, and if anything goes down at the game, make sure you call us back Monday and keep us posted.
Oh, yeah, will do. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Of course.
You
bear
too.
Down.
Yeah, bear down.
And, Melissa, since it's a Friday, what do you say we keep this great news train rolling down the tracks?
That is a great idea. We're going to have more Great at 8 coming up with Melissa and Austin.
Melissa!
Austin!
Let's get to some more great news.
It's time for more Great at 8. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's
still shining when I close my eyes. Robin and Worth.
What's your great news?
Hi. Good morning. Me and my kids and my brother, my sister-in-law, we are leaving on Sunday to go to Disney World.
Oh, wow.
Oh, gosh. You're going to get out of here on a very cold day. You're going to be going somewhere warm.
Yes. I'm so excited.
Have you been there before?
Yes, we have. We were there just 3 years ago, right after the pandemic.
That's awesome. What's the thing you're looking forward to the most?
I'm looking forward to my... youngest is going to be 6, so she'll understand a little bit more, and she loves princesses.
Yeah.
But my oldest is just turned 21, so she's excited to go to Epcot.
Oh, yeah. Drink around the world.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Are you going to get yourself on all the roller coasters?
Oh, I'm definitely going to try. My youngest is a daredevil, so she's going to want to go on everything, too, with us.
Nice. I love that. Yeah. I love that.
You're going to live it up. How many days are you there?
7.
Oh, wow.
That's a big one.
Yeah. So you're going to hit up all the parks.
Oh, definitely. All the parks and everything that we possibly can do, we're going to do. And
I
we're so excited. Yeah.
Good for you guys. That's awesome. Well, enjoy it. Make lots of memories. Take lots of pictures. And I love that you're getting a chance to go and see Disney through the eyes of a 6-year-old, but then also a 21-year-old. You know, like what a great just roundabout experience for you.
Exactly. And I can't wait. And I have to say, I love you guys. You guys are amazing in the morning. I listen to you every day on my way to take my daughter to school.
Oh, thank you, Robin.
Thank you, Robin.
So sweet.
We appreciate it.
So have a wonderful day and don't get too cold while I'm gone. I'll try to bring some of that heat back when I come back.
Please
do. We will try.
I'll be thinking about you in the warm.
Yeah,
when I'm
please
freezing.
Bring some of that warm weather back with you if you don't mind.
I will do as much as I possibly can.
Thank you so much, Robin. Tracy in Chicago Ridge.
What's your great news?
Me and my wife are going on a Caribbean cruise.
Oh, nice. What islands are you hitting up?
We're going to Turks and Caicos and the Dominican Republic.
Oh,
I have never been to Turks and Caicos.
I've been to Turks, but not Caicos. No,
oh,
I'm kidding.
You are a Turk.
Okay. You're a Caicos.
So when are you actually leaving?
We leave Sunday morning around 4 a.m. and we fly out of O'Hare and we start at Fort Lauderdale.
Oh my gosh. How excited are you right now?
I'm so excited. I have never been out of the country ever.
You haven't?
No.
That's so cool. So that means you've never been on a cruise.
I've never been on a cruise. So this is my first. And that is 1 month prior to me and my wife's 1 year anniversary of being married.
Oh my gosh. That's so cool. Either one of you don't get seasick, do you?
Well, how would she know?
Hopefully we don't.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, people go on other things that can make them feel sick, like
Lake
rides.
Michigan. Yeah.
Well, you can go on rides and in cars and anyway, whatever. You guys are going to have so much fun.
You're going to have a blast.
We're so excited. She booked a private beach for us and we're going to go snorkeling with stingrays.
Oh my gosh. You guys are making memories of a lifetime.
Tracy.
We're so excited. I just wanted to share with everybody.
I bet you should.
Thank you for sharing it with us. We really do appreciate
it. And I'm a little jealous.
I will make sure I send pictures.
You darn better send them. It's getting cold here. We need to see all the fun things that are going on in the warm weather areas.
Yeah, definitely.
I will send lots of pictures. Thank you very much for taking my call. First time calling ever.
No, thank you, Tracy. The vibes are high because it's a Friday, but the vibes are about to get even higher because it is 8:35-ish, which means it's time for the 5 at 8:35, brought to you by our friends at Treetime Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington. Visit treetime.com. Joining us today is Casey in St. John and Alyssa in Rockdale. Alyssa, why don't you say hello to Casey?
Hi, Casey.
Hi, Alyssa.
You guys are up for a pair of tickets to go see Cody Johnson at the Allstate Arena. With the 5 at 8:35, we've got 5 country questions. The rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
There we go.
All righty.
With all that said, let's play. Question number one. It's a fill in the blank. Jordan Davis has a hit single called What My Blank Spins Around.
Alyssa. World.
Is it World? It is. Mm-hmm. Alyssa's on the board. 1-0.
Question number two. This is a true or false. Dolly Parton wears a wig.
Alyssa? I'm going to say true.
Is it true? It is.
That one right, too.
Alyssa's got a 2-0 lead. Casey, if Alyssa gets one more, she's going to Cody Johnson, okay?
Okay.
Which country music icon famously sings the song Folsom Prison Blues?
Alyssa. Johnny Cash.
Is it the Man in Black? Alyssa, you're going to Cody Johnson.
Dang, girl.
Goodness.
What the heck?
Casey, I'm sorry.
Where did that come?
I don't know.
Did we even play yet? Have we started?
Not only that, but there was no delays in your name buzzer. You knew these right away. Congratulations on winning those tickets.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. I'm so excited. I love Cody Johnson.
Oh, he's the best.
He's fantastic.
Awesome. Casey, listen, we're going to do this again on Monday. So if you want to try us back then, maybe you'll play someone who isn't as good at this as Michael Jordan is at basketball.
Yeah. I was I didn't even get a chance. All right. Thanks, guys.
Well, thank you both so much for playing. We appreciate it.
Oh, no!
What?
Melissa is a nerd.
She is obsessed with science. She talks about it. It's nonstop off the air. And we said, Melissa, if you promise to stop talking about this stupid subject off the air, we will give you an entire segment on the air to which you can talk about nothing but science. To which she said, that seems like a great idea.
Oh my God, is that Melissa talking there?
Talk like that.
To which gave us the segment, Melissa's Weird Science.
Melissa's Weird Science.
Ew. Melissa, what are you going to teach us from the world of science this week?
This could be really exciting, especially I love things like this, but it's expensive. The salmon sperm facial is the next big thing in anti-aging. Hey, come back.
What did you just say?
I'm touching that with a
Get back
pole.
Here. It's a facial.
Fishing pole. Good one.
They're actually starting it in spas. Ugh.
But, no, hold on.
Nope. Careful. Careful.
Keep did going. I hear you correctly? In- Just answer me that. Did I hear you correctly?
Yes, you did.
Okay, so explain this.
People are injecting it into their faces.
Ew!
Don't do it.
So,
oh,
I'm going to try to say this word. It utilizes the polydeoxide bionucleotide, also known as PDRN.
Or PDA.
For skin strengthening properties. Applied either topically, via microneedling, or injection into the deep layers of the skin.
Well, how do you even go in and ask for that? Could I get the salmon?
Yeah. Yeah.
PDRN is thought to increase collagen and elasticity production, reduce fine lines, and produce a glowy appearance.
I've heard of strong swimmers, but this is ridiculous.
Austin?
This is the problem. These things are not affordable. The salmon.
That's the problem?
Yeah. I think there's other problems other than that, Mel.
No, the salmon sperm facial is going to set you back about $1,000 per treatment, depending on the location.
Austin, don't.
The location?
Don't. I see it,
what
and
do you,
I don't
what
want
What do you
it.
Mean by location?
Like
the,
by
the spa.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Crazy.
We didn't say anything. You said it.
This might be the single-handed grossest Melissa's Weird Science that we have ever done.
Might be the most inappropriate one we've ever done.
It's not gross if it helps your skin. It's good for you. You know, salmon's got all that good stuff. You're supposed to eat it anyway.
No.
Yeah, it's so good.
Nope.
Yes. I think once it comes to Chicago, we Go should all vitamin. Try
no,
it.
No, you can.
We're married.
Yeah, you can.
Melissa's Weird Science.
Ew.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.